Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am your host, Tammy Adams. I have been gifted to communicate with our guardian angels and spirit guides for lifetimes. I am an author, speaker, a retreat specialist, helping people around the world. This show is to help teach and advise people on how to better their lives. It's inspiring as well as giving you a lot of knowledge that you did not know about many areas, whether it's about spirituality, karma, healing, past lives, or even what we're talking about today, which is how can I get my mind to shut up. Many people have been talking to me about how they're very, you know, they're appreciating the show, they love the show, and they're just loving these messages. I love to hear your feedback on how these shows are benefiting you. What are you getting out of the shows? How is it making your life better? How are you applying it? Whatever you may be going through, share your stories with us and do not hesitate. Share it and go to my website at asktammyadams.com. www.asktammyadams.com. So if you can do that, that would be absolutely wonderful because I love to hear your stories. I love to hear how you've helped yourself. It is so inspiring and it is just so wonderful for me to see the results of others. It just really excites me. And that's, you know, one thing that keeps me inspired is by having the feedback and the relationship with all of you out there so I can hear that this is making a difference. I do these radio shows, put this time aside. I really put myself out there so that I can benefit so many of you, giving my time, giving everything that I can possibly give for free, whether you're calling in for advice, whether you're wanting some type of knowledge or information or guidance, whatever it may be. This is why I do these shows, to give you guys this information. Today, we are talking about a very serious subject that I've seen has been causing a lot of complications and problems with people on a very serious level, to be honest with you. Now, when I say I cannot get out of my mind, and just, you know, I just want it to just be quiet, to shut up. What does that mean to you as I'm saying this? What does that mean to you? When you're sitting there, you're at your office, you're doing work, wherever you're at, doing your business, do you feel like your mind is still going off and you're still wandering? Do you feel like when you're walking down the street and you're enjoying your day and you're just like, ooh, la-da-da, I'm walking down the street and you're doing your thing and then your mind's just going 100 miles an hour, just blah, 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 you know, it's just busy, 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 busy. All this stuff is coming in and out of your mind. Oh, did I do the laundry today? Did I, you know, organize that stuff that I had to take out of the refrigerator? Did I make that call to that, you know, friend of mine? Whatever it is, we do not allow ourselves to realize that is actually not normal. Having your mind to be so busy and so filled with thoughts, rambling on, rambling on, rambling on, is not something that is amazing at all. It's not something that is, how do I explain it to you? It's not something that you should consider as being common. Now, even though I know it's becoming common and a lot of people are going through this, it's not something that should be common. It's not a behavior or a situation that we should be in. Why is it not? is because we are supposed to be in balance so that we can have peace of mind. So that when we're walking down the street, just being there, being in the moment, being in that space, we're supposed to have an open, free mind. But we don't. We're holding on. We have all these issues that are blocking us, holding on us, thoughts that won't free us. Feel like you're free? Do you feel as though you are satisfied and you are happy in your situations that you're in currently, with your mind, with the peace, with the settlement inside of you? Why? This is a question you have to ask yourself. Why can I not just be quiet? Why can you not just be quiet? Why can you just not just relax? Be quiet. Just shh. Why? What do you think it is that's creating all this movement, all this action inside of you? What do you think it is that is creating all of it? I can tell you for a fact that many people that I've been working with lately, which I think is quite sad, many people that I've been working with lately seem to be going through this troubling stage is the best way to explain it, where they can't even rest at night. They come into the office so I can help them to literally get them to a place healthy and without medication, get them to a place where their mind can be at peace, where they can just allow themselves to relax. Because even when they rest and they put their head down to sleep, they can't relax. Their mind is going. It's going. It's thinking. We have too many things that we allow ourselves to be obligated to. What do I mean by obligations? What I mean is we put these responsibilities, we put these obligations on us, whether it's responsibilities towards our friends, whether it's responsibilities towards our kids, partner, work, responsibilities that are not even our responsibilities that we accept and take on and say, oh, I'll do that too. Yes, I'll handle that as well. But that doesn't make us happy to take on all those responsibilities. We do it because we want to be a good friend, or because we want to keep ourselves busy, or we don't want to be alone, or we want the recognition, or we want other people to do it back to us. You know, there's always something, some reason, right? It's not a negative reason. You know, it could be negative or positive. It doesn't matter. But the point is, what are you doing? Why are you putting yourself out there so much and keeping yourself so occupied with all these obligations? Because all these obligations are a part of why you're so extremely busy in your head, in your mind. You don't give yourself time to be quiet. You don't give yourself time to relax. You are allowing this pressure to take over your life, to control your life, is your story. What is it that you are doing that is not allowing you to be at peace? What is your story? Is it your mind won't be quiet? You don't know how to relax? You can't rest? You're sleepless? You can't even rest during the day? What is it that is going on with you that is causing this disruption? I always talk about chakras. I always talk about balance. I always talk about karma. And I have to add that into today's show because when you really think about it and you think, well, am I in balance? What am I doing? Jeez, gosh, okay, so my mind is so busy. Why is my mind so busy? Why can't I just be quiet? Why can I just not walk without thinking, analyzing? Why can I just not relax? This is for those who are going through this, are having these experiences. This is not something that you should allow to continue because it does get much, much worse. There's a client that I worked with. This is a true story. A client that I've worked with who really, you know, just felt as though she constantly had to keep herself busy with friends, with obligations, with duties, whatever it may be, because she could not spend time with herself. She couldn't spend time with herself because her mind would drive her crazy. She would think, oh my gosh, my life is so pathetic. Oh my gosh, my life is so horrible. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just so lost. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so lonely. What is happening to me? And she was all day long, her mind would go off and talk about these horrible, horrible things. It was like she had two people inside of her brain and they were constantly having these conversations. But the conversations were never, never good, never positive, never like, you're so awesome, you're amazing. God has given you a gift. You are doing an awesome job today. Keep, you know, high five to keeping you going, whatever it is. There was not any positive reinforcement in regards towards these two people that are talking inside of my client's brain. And it was the negative and the positive of her inside of herself. Because each and every one of us, a yin and yang, you know? And people sit there and they say, well, what does yin and yang mean? And let me explain that for just 1 second. So you have the white side and then you have the black side. Okay, and it's like these little teardrops inside of a circle. And they're kind of, you know, laid up against each other and they're just blending. Not blending, but right next to each other. Now, the white side has a little black dot. And then the black side has a little white dot. And what that means is that no matter how holy you are, no matter how awesome, how pure, how imbalanced, how spiritual, how wonderful, no matter how pure you are, I can't say it enough, you have a dark side. That little black spot shows that there is a part of you that still has a piece of darkness. And no matter how evil you are, how much hatred and anger and frustration and bad acts that create, there is a very beautiful dot that represents that you have light inside of you. So every single one of us has yin and yang. Every one of us. We all have light and we all have dark. It just really matters how much light and how much dark, right? Okay, so we have this, you know, like you always talk about your white angel and your dark angel, like sometimes you'll see commercials or shows or movies that talk about it. It's the same kind of concept, okay? So she, my client, has these two beings that are inside of her that are constantly having this conversation. You're horrible. You did this. You did this. What did you accomplish? You're alone. You're by yourself. Just horrible conversations, making her feel so miserable that every time she's by herself, she just feels like, why is she even living? Why is she here? So she had to keep herself busy. You know, whether it was traveling the world, whether it was helping a friend, whether it was escaping from out of her house and going for a run, whether it was going with her friends to, you know, put herself in their life, whatever it was, keeping herself busy, 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 never being able to be peaceful, never being able to be happy, never being able to stay in her own space. Even though she has a wonderful, beautiful, amazing space, she refused to stay in that space because her mind could not be quiet. She could not relax. She felt that she is her own worst enemy and she could not allow peace in her space. Not because she didn't want to. She wanted it more than anything. She would take sleeping pills to go to sleep at night because she couldn't even sleep on her own. She would take medication to quiet her mind because she could not allow her mind to be quiet. The thing that is sad and breaks my heart is that that's not normal. That's not what we're supposed to go through. She doesn't have a deficiency. She doesn't have a medical diagnosis of a problem. It's her anxiety. It's her stress, it's the karma, it's her spirit. It's so energy connected, so karmically connected, so off balance connected. It's not a medical condition. She wasn't born this way. None of us are born with our minds being going crazy and having all these thoughts and not being able to relax. Small example, okay? So there's these monks that, well, I've always worked with and known for many years. And, you know, we talk about, oh, yes, you know, I spent, you know, time meditating. Oh, where'd you go meditate? I went up in the mountain over here. Or, oh, I went over here by this lake. Or I went over here by this ocean. Whatever. Okay, we talk about our meditations. Oh, how long were you able to be in that space? Oh my gosh, it was so wonderful. I was able to meditate for like 5 hours. It felt like 5 minutes. Oh, I had such a wonderful meditation. It was like, you know, practically the whole day. And I was just, it felt like, you know, I was just there for an hour. When you go into a meditation, when you literally meditate and connect with the higher energy, it's in the universe, connecting with God, connecting with your guardian angel. It feels like just a moment. Now, I learned this many, many, many years ago when I was in Medjugorje, which is now called Croatia, used to be Yugoslavia. And when I spent time there, and I learned that the more you meditate, the more you allow yourself to be at peace and be in a quiet space, the more connected you will become. And in Medjugorje is where the visionaries communicate with Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary. And I went there and spent time there, obviously, because that's what I wanted. And I wanted to be amongst people who were having the same experience as I was having. So I was like, oh, cool, this is awesome. Well, let me go and spend time with like-minded people because I'm over here in the United States going through the same experiences and having this relationship and these visions and this information and relationship with the Virgin Mary and many other beings. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Okay, so I am normal. Look, here's other people that are going through the same thing. Let me see how they do it. And they would go into the meditation, same exact thing, go into this meditation. Their eyes would be open. My eyes usually are closed when I meditate. And they just sit there and they just receive and they're just daydreaming and connecting with Mother Mary and they leave their bodies. And they just totally go through this experience that is so elevating and so amazing that you can see on their face, you can see in their energy, you can see their aura is lit up with pure white and gold. A person who doesn't even know how to read an aura and read energy can see that there is light surrounding these little children. And I'm sitting there, well, we weren't children, but they were like, I think they were like 19, 20, maybe 17, 18 when I was with them. But the point is, so long story short, it was like they're going through this experience and you can see that there's people saying, oh, they're faking it. Oh, they're, you know, doing this. Oh, they're, you know, not real. They're just trying to trick us. You know, those people who are always, always, always trying to deny that there's anything amazing out there. There's logical, scientific people. So one time they kind of tried sticking him with a little pin, I remember. And this has been going on for years and years and years. And to break their distraction or to see if they, and they didn't even feel it. There was no budge, no reaction to the person who was having the conversation with the Virgin Mary. There was no reaction when a stranger, logical, scientific person, stuck them with a pin and pierced their skin. There was no reaction because they were in such an amazing, absolutely spectacular space. This zone of complete contentment and peace. That's what life is about. Life is about being quiet, being in that amazing, comfortable, spiritual, healing space. Life is about celebration. And when you can't be in silence and you're constantly going, there's all this nervousness, this vibration that feels like you're going through an earthquake 24/7, that's not healthy, guys. This is not healthy. Why can I not just be quiet in my mind? Why? Question today. You need, I'm telling you, if you have this issue, if you have these issues and are dealing with literally not being able to quiet up your mind, it is absolutely, call me and ask for help and go out of your way to take care of yourself. Let me help you. Let me heal you. Let me heal the illness, the complications, the disruption that is inside of you. Why do I say it's an illness? It's because that's what I've heard people tell me. They say, I have this illness. I can't get my mind quiet. I know for a fact it's not an illness. But whatever you think it is, I know for a fact I can heal it and I can help it. The client that I was mentioning to you earlier that was absolutely just lost in her mind and has all these complications and keeping herself busy and you know, doing whatever she can so she doesn't have to think, you know, just so she's constantly busy, busy, busy. I mean, she has conversations with her friends, and her mind is having another conversation while she's having conversations with her friends. I mean, hers is, like, bad. Her situation was really bad. Because when you're having a conversation, even when you're with your friends, that's like, what? Your mind's going off as I'm talking to you, and you can't even focus on my conversation because there's something else going on in your head. Wow, that's serious. But the point is, healed her, helped her to the place where she is so content and so happy. Well, she was when I was working with her, when I was helping her, that she couldn't get the smile off her face. She was like, I cannot believe that I do not have to take a sleeping pill to rest. She cannot believe that she can actually take a walk along the beach or on the, you know, path of a mountain or wherever she may be in the world, wherever she may be. She can take a walk without having 20 million thoughts crossing her mind and driving her crazy as she's walking and trying to relax. How can I relax? That's a really good question you can ask yourself. How can I relax? Well, what are the things that you are trying to relax? What are the things that you are doing to try to relax? Are you meditating? Are you jogging? Are you walking? Are you singing? Are you playing an instrument? What are you doing to try to relax? There's so many things that I can tell you. I tell people to draw. I tell people to do art. I tell people to sing music. I tell people to, you know, go for a jog, whatever. Every single person's different because every single one of us are different. So the answer is not the same. I cannot just give you advice on air to everyone at the same exact moment that will benefit each and every one of you because every single one of your stories are different. Every single one of your energy fields are different. Every path that you guys are taking in life are different. So I can't say how to relax to all of you, but it's something that I can definitely teach you, something that I can definitely get you on your way to help you to relax once, you know, if I was to be able to talk to you and work with you and say, okay, this is how you can relax. You need to go over here. You need to do this, and give you homework so that you can truly start making a change, a dramatic change in your life now, right now. That's what you need. What caused your mind to be this way? What caused your mind to be this way? So what happened? What happened that created all this havoc inside of you? To be like a busy bee going, you know, constantly irritating. What caused this? Were you like this when you were 5? Were you like this when you were 15? Were you this way when you were 23? What happened caused you to get this way? Most of us do not have that answer. Most of us do not. I have that answer because I'm intuitive and because I know literally everything I need to know in order to help someone. There are no secrets when I work with people. My thing is, can you find that answer? What caused your mind to get this way? This is another thing. Even when your partner, male, female, whoever you're with, your mind is going off. You cannot relax. You cannot just be. That is not healthy. That's not healthy to sit there and have this relationship with your partner, talking to them, having this wonderful conversation, but your mind's not in it. You're somewhere else. You're off in daydream land, and you're not even paying attention to the conversation. But it's not because you do not want to pay attention to the conversation. It's because you cannot know. You do not know how to relax your mind. You do not know how to let go of all that chaos that's flooding your mind. God, our Creator, has given us the most amazing gift anyone can have, and that is called life. Life. We're able to breathe, taste, smell, see, and love. But what do we do? What do we do with the gifts? What do we do with the gifts that we're given? Are we doing anything with the gifts that we are given? Life, good health, a sunny day, fresh air, substance to feed us, you know, whether it's grain, whether it's meat, whether it's dairy, whatever it may be that you're eating today. Are you allowing yourself to truly take advantage of the gifts that you were given? When I say that, and when I'm expressing this even at this very moment, I am very, extremely just praying and hoping and sending every single one of you love, passion, happy thoughts, and trying to inspire you and giving you hope so that you can realize that life is so wonderful. Life is so, so wonderful. It is a gift. And it's not something we should take for granted. And it's not something that we should throw in the garbage can. And it's not something we should ignore. It is such a gift. I want more than anything to help to change this planet, to change all the people. Yes, I did say all. Absolutely, I did. All the people on this planet. Billions of people. To know how amazing each and every one of you are. I don't care about your past mistakes. I don't care what kind of karma you've collected. I don't care whether you believe or you don't believe. Let's focus on changing and helping you anyway. Because every one of you, whether you feel worthy, whether you don't feel worthy, whether you feel privileged or not privileged, or accepting or not accepting, or faith or no faith, it doesn't matter. You deserve. Every one of you deserve to be happy, to have your soulmate, to have a purpose, to have peace, to have a quiet mind, to enjoy life. Every one of you deserve that. We are created out of love. We're not created to suffer, you know. Humans weren't created for the purpose of doing anything really to the land. We actually shouldn't even be touching the land. You know, Mother Earth knows how to help Mother Earth by herself. But we've destroyed Mother Earth by our selfish, careless acts of overdoing, as always, overdrilling, as always, taking more than we ever need, whether it's oil, whether it's water, whether it's fish, whether it's vegetation, whatever it may be. We always take, take, take. So yeah, after we take, 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 it's important to give back now to Mother Earth. But in the beginning, it was all perfect. Everything was perfect. For us to believe we cannot get there again is foolish. It's ridiculous to think that it is not possible, because everything is possible. When you go to work today, you talk to your partner today, you talk to your loved ones today, you deal with people that are against you today, whatever your scenario may be today, if you change your attitude, if you change your vibration, and really truly talk to your guardian angel and ask for peace, ask for your mind to be quiet so that you can get your message across, so that you can show love, maybe, just maybe, things will start transforming. I love what I do more than I can express. I can't even visualize thinking of doing anything else in the world. You know, when I was really young, and of course I wanted to be a nun, I had a couple other professions that really stuck with me, and I was like, I really want to do that. And it was a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon. I really wanted to be, besides a nun, I wanted to be a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon. But then I was like, but I just cannot imagine myself literally being able to see the blood and doing that. Like, there has to be another way. And of course, I knew about healing and I understood my past lives and all the things that I've done before. I knew those things. I was very aware, very open, unveiled. But I was with very I was given to parents that expected all of us to be perfect and expected all of us to have the most impressive careers and the most impressive life and just all this amazingness, right? And that's fine. It was wonderful. It was a gift. It was beautiful. But I couldn't find myself being this medical person, you know, doing brain surgery and doing heart surgery on people because of the blood and the just the details of all of, you know, what I'd have to do. So I changed and sat there and said, I know what I'm going to do. Instead of me cutting people open and doing brain surgery and heart surgery, I'm going to do some sort of healing with people's brains and hearts, but on a spiritual terms. So when I was really young, I would actually practice. At 11 years old, I was like literally dealing with a political person. I always had very interesting connections and people that I worked with. And I was like, oh, okay, I know how to help you. This person was older and he needed a lot of help. And I was like, I'm just going to focus on healing your heart and healing your, and he was Mormon and he was very religious and very powerful position in the politics and just had a very interesting life, but he was very disconnected. And his favorite colors were gray and white. And I think there was no other color except his black shoes that I ever saw him wear, ever, until after I worked with him. Every single day was a gray suit with a white shirt with black shoes. Same outfit every day, literally. Anyways, so he became open. And I realized when I worked with him, easy it was to truly heal someone's heart without actually performing surgery. How easy it was to heal his brain without being able to create surgery. He was having a lot of migraines, and he kept having migraines, and they were saying that maybe he had some type of swelling, or, you know, the doctors were telling him. I said, well, let me put my hands on you. Let me try to heal you. Let me see what I can do. And that went away. A couple months later, he did another scan. I don't remember if it was a CT scan or MRI. We did another scan, and they were like, nope, looks great. You look like you're totally healthy. You look, I don't know what happened. We can't tell you what the reason was, but you look absolutely awesome. You know, congratulations, so-and-so. You look absolutely perfect. Healing and helping people on this planet, helping all of you, makes me feel like I can never imagine doing anything else because of the satisfaction that I get of seeing you guys succeed. All of the people that I have worked with, whether it was a day, whether it was 20 years, whether however long I've worked with anyone, it is always a success story. But it is up to you to keep it a success story. So even as I'm on the radio teaching you, this is me as a teacher and you as the student receiving information. But it's up to you to apply it. It's up to you to actually do something with the value, with the knowledge that I'm giving to you. This, your life, is your life being filled with all this chaos in your mind? Everything we're talking about, is this your life? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you're blocked? Do you feel like your mind will just not shut up? Do you not know how to relax? Can you not just be with your partner and embrace your partner and be with your partner and just be in that act of peace and love and passion without your mind going off? Is your life, and you are tired and you are exhausted, then this is something that I can help you with. If you are exhausted and so just tired of the drama of your mind making you feel as though you're going crazy, this is something I can help you with. If you've tried everything else, including your medication, it's also something I can help you with. That's what I do. If you're tired of being stuck in your head, then it's time to do something about it. It's time for you to put your foot down and be like, I am done. This enough is enough. I am done. Stop allowing yourself to look for the right answers, because the answer is right in front of you right now, at this moment, today. How do you get a hold of me? I'll tell you that. You can call 916-930-0781, 916-930-0781, or go to my website, www.asktammyadams.com. www.asktammyadams.com. And we'll be able to get back to you. My assistant will be able to get your phone calls. And maybe it's time for you to start a program. Maybe it's just time for you to have a session, a consultation, to see what it is that's going on around you, whatever it may be. If you're ready to start making a move forward, I am here to help. And if you might not be able to get me, but I have other people that I work with that are there for you as well, because I am quite busy. Are you in balance? What about your chakras? What about your energy point levels in your body? What about your karma? Are you in balance? Do you feel like you're walking straight? Does your head feel so heavy that you feel like you can't even hold it up because it's just so filled with so much? It's time to let yourself to let go. Let go. What happened? Think about this, and I mentioned this earlier. What happened in your childhood? Okay? What happened in your childhood? Did you always have this way about you? You know, that was, your mind was always busy and things used to have, you know, just keeping you busy. What was your childhood like? When you meditate and you relax or you do any type of analyzing on your own, think about that, right? Is there any medication that you're taking? What are you taking to keep your mind quiet, to help you relax? Do you have to do my other client where she took sleeping medication, plus she took medicine to keep her mind quiet? There's a lot of things that people do to just kind of just hush things up for the moment. But are you really truly helping yourself by just popping a pill? Because that's really not solving anything. All you're doing is delaying the inevitable. That's all you're doing. You're delaying the inevitable that you have an issue, you have a problem. You have a blockage that needs to be attended to. And what people are used to is popping a pill and saying, ah, great, now I can go about my day, I'll be good. That's not healthy. That is not healthy, guys. It's not. And the people around you, really, truly, they don't know who you are because you're not yourself. We are all perfect. Why I say that is because I believe that every single one of us are born perfect. It is the stuff, the substances, the energy, the garbage that we pack on as we walk through life that turns us from not being as perfect as we are, because all this other junk is sitting on us and attaching themselves to us energetically, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Maybe there was abuse involved, whatever. Let that go. Let that just fall off of you. No longer have those attachments. Stop carrying all the baggage that you took on since step one when you were a baby. Stop it. This is a good thing. And I want to talk about this just for a moment because I believe that when our minds cannot shut up and cannot be quiet and cannot be still, that those that are looking for their perfect partner, those that are looking for their soulmate, those that are looking for love, or even have their soulmate, cannot correspond, cannot connect, cannot communicate because their mind is so busy. Can you attract your perfect mate? Not in the way you are. No. Why the answer is no is very simple. When your mind is so busy and there's so much chaos with inside of your energy field, it is almost impossible. Nothing is impossible. You know I say that all the time. But it's almost impossible for you to allow love to come in the way it wants to. It's how do I explain it to you? So if you're walking down the street, your mind is busy, your soulmate passes you, you most likely will not pay attention to that your soulmate just passed you because you're in a different area. You have all this chaos. You have all this negative energy. You have all this baggage that's weighing you down. So energetically, you're not feeling anything. So you wouldn't be able to attract your soulmate and your perfect mate because you're not in the right space. you're not aware. In order to connect to your soulmate, you must be aware. I talk about this all the time when I work with people. To be with your soulmate, you must be aware. You must. It's not a, oh, maybe. No, it's a, yes, you must. To finally let him or her in. You must be aware to finally let them in. It's one of the most biggest gifts on the planet is love, passion, soulmate. It's one of the most amazing gifts. So if you're ready to attract your perfect mate, then that's something I can help you with as well. But it will consist of helping to create balance, healing, peace surrounding you. How can I shut up the chaos in my mind? Well, like I mentioned earlier, several times for everyone. But through my help, I know I can make it very easy and I know I can help. But you need to realize that it's something that you want to work on. It's something that you want to change. It's something that you want to invest in. That you're worth that. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have self-worth, self-love, self-confidence. So I can help you and transform everything that's causing the interference. If that makes any sense. Then you can finally have peace. You know, life is about having peace. Life is about welcoming peace. Our lives are not supposed to be chaotic and crazy. Our lives are not supposed to be filled with drama and insanity or violence or abuse or neglect. Or those people that are starving in the world or those people that are hungry or whatever. I mean, there's so many things I can say. We are so blessed and we have so much, but we need to take advantage of what we have. And what we have is love. And what we have is energy. And one of the most amazing things that most people don't realize is it's never too late to change. I had somebody ask me last night, but what if, you know, what if I'm old and what if, you know, I'm too old to do it now? I don't care if you're 99. When I went to Africa and I was teaching the queen and talking with the queen in Africa of the Himba tribe, literally, she was 109 years old. She's sitting there and she's saying, wow, you taught me something new because you taught me about Jesus. She was teaching me her methods, her stories, her ways of healing, her belief, how her people came here through the Tree of Fire. It was the most amazing, spectacular story. Amazing experience being with her. And I'm teaching her 109 years old. I mean, she lived in the bush. She had nothing to do with civilization. It took me a day just to drive to her once I arrived in Africa. Then took a day's drive just to get to where she was located in the middle of the bush. No civilization whatsoever. She sat there and she was like, I am so thankful that you have taught me what you have taught me. And she goes, it's just, it's so hard to allow myself to, you know, truly just have the complete faith and trust in everything you're saying only because it's, you know, Jesus is so new. That's such a new belief. I'm like, well, it's 2,000 years old, but okay. And she's like, Yeah, I know, but our beliefs go back so many thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, but to 2,000 years, it was very interesting. It was amazing. But the point is, she learned something new, 109 years old. It's never too late if you want to change. Now we are going to end with a prayer. And if you want to contact me, always remember you can call me at www.asktammyadams.com. AskTammyAdams.com is my website, or call 916-930-0781. Okay, our prayer. Dear Father God, we come to you today to thank you and praise you for all the lessons that we have learned. We come to you humbly to ask for forgiveness of our frustration, of our anger, of the karma that we have collected. To forgive us of the frustration, of the disappointments that we have made in our lives or the people that we have loved lives. Please help us to have our hearts to be warmed, to give us the faith, the trust, the belief, the confidence in which we need to push forward in this day, for us to be an example for those on this planet. Today, I am sending personally everyone who is listening to this radio show love for everyone who is listening to the show, to feel the love, to feel the vibration of peace and harmony and passion through their hearts, their souls, and their energy. To all of you, have an absolutely blessed day. Remember that your guardian angels are with you. Remember that your guardian angels want to hear from you, want you to love them, want you to talk to them. And don't forget to share your stories with us. Until next time, I'm your host, Tammy Adams. Have an amazing, blessed weekend on this Friday. Till next time, God bless. Bye-bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.